fundraising. Four marathon stories, one shared cause. Every April, the London Marathon brings together thousands of people with one thing in common, a reason to run. For Team PSPA, they are running to honour their loved ones and to make things better for future families. Here, four members of Team PSPA share their stories. I promised Mum I'd do this. 2 years ago, Gareth Jones would have laughed at the idea of running a marathon. But this April, he'll be on the start line, driven by a promise to his mum, whose diagnosis of PSP gave him a reason to run. If you'd asked me a couple of years ago whether I'd ever run a marathon, I'd have laughed. I'm 110 kilo, slightly overweight, middle-aged bloke. The London Marathon is about the most unlikely thing I could imagine myself doing. Mum was diagnosed with PSP 7 years ago, after a long and frustrating round of misdiagnoses. Like many, at first she was told it was Parkinson's disease. She'd had a couple of falls and was losing dexterity, but it was never classic Parkinson's. We knew something wasn't right, so we kept pushing for answers. Eventually, she was referred to the Walton Centre in Liverpool, where we finally got the correct diagnosis. We'd never heard of PSP, and that's part of the problem. We found time and time again that even medical professionals had limited knowledge of it. My dad contacted PSPA. The help and information they gave Mum and Dad was invaluable. They attended PSPA's Stockport support group, met other families, and learned from people who had been living with the condition for years. Just being able to talk to others who understood made a huge difference. Because of all that support, I wanted to give something back. That's how I ended up signing up for the marathon. I remember saying to Mum, "This is something you'd never expect me to do." She laughed. "No one expected me to do this, including me. I know it won't be easy. To be honest, I'm terrified. I'm an engineer. I travel all over the country and sometimes across Europe. I was in Scotland recently, running in torrential rain, wondering what on earth I was doing." You have to fit training around your life whenever you can. What keeps me going is simple. I promised Mum I'd do this. Sadly, we lost Mum in November 2024. When I run past the rehab centre where she spent time before moving into the care home, I say hello to her. I thank her for keeping me going. This run is for her. Running with Mr. Sloth. After watching her mum's long and devastating journey with CBD and experiencing the support PSPA provided to her family, Fran Seward decided to run for PSPA. Fran will be running with Mr. Sloth, a small cuddly toy her mum clung to for support in her final months. "I'm not a natural runner, but this April I'll be on that start line running for PSPA. Mum was diagnosed with CBD. Like so many families, we'd never heard of it before it entered our lives." The first sign that something wasn't right was when Mum started tripping. She'd always been fit and healthy. She walked everywhere, did a bit of running, and lived an active, outdoorsy life. When Mum started falling, it didn't make sense. Over time, more things began to change. She struggled with stairs, her coordination deteriorated, and there were moments of forgetfulness that didn't feel like her. We knew something wasn't right, but no one could tell us what. She moved around the NHS with various suggestions, such as vitamin deficiencies, fibromyalgia, memory issues. She underwent memory testing, where dementia was mentioned. It was heartbreaking watching her anxiety grow. She had a bad fall, breaking her arm and injuring her face. After that, the fear of falling stayed with her, and she became frightened of going out in case she fell again. Eventually, we were put in touch with Dr. Josh, who diagnosed CBD. While the diagnosis itself was devastating, there was also a sense of relief. We weren't imagining it. This horrible thing had a name. Mum was diagnosed during COVID, which made everything even harder. We had a family Zoom call with my sisters Claire and Jenny, where Mum and Dad told us the news. Like everyone does, the first thing we did was Google it, and that was terrifying. PSPA became a lifeline for us. Dad started receiving the magazine, and for the first time we had clear, detailed, compassionate information. We learned what CBD was, what might happen next, and how to cope. It was the first time we felt less alone. One constant comfort for Mum was Mr. Sloth, a soft toy she never let go of. She fiddled with him constantly, talked to him, laughed with him. Mr. Sloth comes running with me as a constant presence of my Mum. When running gets hard, I remind myself what Mum went through. On marathon day, I'll be running for Mum, for PSPA, and for every family walking this path. Three generations of physiotherapy. Physiotherapist Emily is running the London Marathon in memory of her grandma, Lally, who died from PSP. For her, the run is about honouring her grandma's legacy and helping other families. Physiotherapy runs in my family. My grandma was a physiotherapist, my mum is a physiotherapist, and now I am too. We're three generations, all working in different areas of physio, but connected by the same values around helping people maintain independence, movement, and quality of life. Lally had a big influence on me. She was fiercely independent, quite loud, full of life, and completely herself. In our family, the phrase, "You're turning into your mother," gets thrown around a lot. But if I turn out anything like Lally, I'll be very happy. 4 years ago, she was diagnosed with PSP. At the time, I had no idea what PSP was. Despite being a physio, I was still at university, and it wasn't something we'd covered in any depth. I started doing my own research, and the most useful, clear information I found was on the PSPA website. That was the first time I really understood what she was facing. It took about 18 months to get a diagnosis. During that time, things slowly but noticeably changed. Every time I went back, something had changed again. Lally was gradually losing herself. That was the hardest part to witness. Before Lally died, I told her I was running the marathon for her. She couldn't speak, but I knew she understood. As a physio, she would have valued research and awareness. It will be hard, but knowing why I'm doing it keeps me going. This is for Helen. Ian Lovett is running the London Marathon for PSPA in memory of his wife Helen, who died in March 2025 from CBD. From the first signs of change in Helen to her death, it was just over 5 years. Two of those years were dedicated to finding the right diagnosis, hopping between consultants, asking questions, and trying to grasp what was really happening to her. Finally, a lumbar puncture revealed that Helen's spinal fluid had high levels of tau, leading to her CBD diagnosis. Our four children started researching CBD. In their search, they stumbled upon PSPA, which made a huge difference for them and me. PSPA helped us understand what was happening to Helen. We read other people's stories on the website and in the magazine and joined the Facebook group. When you're dealing with something like this, you want to know what the journey might look like so you can prepare both emotionally and practically. Talking to other families and professionals gave us a more realistic view of what was happening, rather than an overly clinical picture. Helen wasn't interested in attending any support groups. She didn't want to talk about it endlessly or analyse it. But to us, her carers, this support was invaluable. She was incredibly bright, a lawyer, she was always active and loved being outdoors. She was deeply involved in our community, a true giver. Her life was a vibrant tapestry of fun, kindness, calm, organisation and caring for others. To those around her, she was a beautiful person, bringing joy and generosity of spirit with kindness, warmth and friendship. She has left an enormous, brightly coloured hole in our lives. Even as CBD robbed her of the ability to read, write, cook and walk, she refused to give up on life. Helen always focused on what she could do rather than what she couldn't. She found new ways to connect and carry on as if it's all a new normal. That mindset carried her and us a long way. I'd never thought I'd run a marathon. I'm in good shape and have done fundraising challenges before, but the longest I've run is a half marathon, 35 years ago. I wanted to do something in Helen's memory. Training has been really good for me, cathartic even. For me, it's not just about becoming a runner or checking something off my list, but about honouring her memory and raising money that might help another family going through this.